The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Cisneros of Muscatine. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Trey Wellman, our speaker's page from Donelson.
Good morning, everyone. Visitors, good morning. Let me begin by reading from Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, in you all. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for letting me rest last night with the hope of being with you this morning. Help us today discern your voice and silence all the other voices that vie for control of our mind. Thank you for loving us even in the worst moments of our decision making. Forgive us for when we forget who you are and what you created us to be and do. Let us enjoy your presence and let us share your love with those who don't know you. We ask that your Holy Spirit help us encourage one another. May we be kind and helpful, putting aside selfish gain. Thank you, Lord, that in our weakness, you are strong. I'm excited to see how you will show yourself in us today. I pray for our friends and family who are sick in body and mind today. May they be comforted by you. And we ask these things so that we can better serve your people today, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one
The House will give attention to correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
Senate File 2283 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to the used catalytic converter transactions, providing penalties and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment. Pass or file.
Senate File 2305 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act regarding port authorities, including allowing port authorities to enter into certain loan agreements and lease contracts.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment. And refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senate File 2310 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to the multiple housing cooperatives, including by providing for the conversion of a cooperative under the Iowa Cooperative Association Act and the merger with limited liability company.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment. Refer to the Committee on Commerce. The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winschittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Meyer for House. Representative Meyer and others for House Resolution 106.
The Chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Myers, for House Resolution 106.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Resolution 106, a resolution to recognize the Iowa Small Business Development Centers and honor the 2022 award winners. Whereas since 1981, Iowa Small Business Development Centers have provided expert and confidential business counseling services and training workshops to entrepreneurs in all 99 counties. And
whereas the Iowa Small Business Development Centers provide a wide variety of services to foster the growth of Iowa business, including one-to-one professional business counseling, learning opportunities, workshops, courses, and classes, and a variety of other services. And whereas the Iowa Small Business Development Centers have announced the 2022 award winners for the center's two special entrepreneur awards, and
whereas Erica Brewer, the owner of Bell Allure Minks and Boutique in Dubuque, is the 2022 Deb Dozell Woman Entrepreneur Achievement Award winner, an award which honors an Iowa woman entrepreneur who has significantly changed or improved her life and the life of others. And
whereas Matt Curtis, the owner of Matt Curtis, the owner of Wayne's Ski and Cycle in Mason City, has received the 2022 Neil Smith Entrepreneur of the Year Award, an award named in honor of the long-serving Iowa congressman, given to an Iowa entrepreneur who has been in business a minimum of 3 years and has been significantly assisted by an Iowa Small Business Development Center. And whereas the two entrepreneur awards will be presented to the winners in a special ceremony on March 3rd, 2022 at the state capitol in Des Moines. Now therefore,
be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the House of Representatives honors award winners Erica Brewer and Matt Curtis, congratulates them on their success, and recognizes and expresses its thanks to the Iowa Small Business Development Centers for their ongoing work in making Iowa a better place to live and work. Mr. Speaker, I move the adoption of House Resolution 106.
The gentleman from Dubuque moves adoption of House Resolution 106. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Congratulations on your amendment. The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque.
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Friends and neighbors in the House, it's not every day that we, Representative Eisenhart and I, get the opportunity to do an introduction of a constituent who has done such profound work in our community. I would like to recognize and introduce to you Erica Brewer, who, as you just heard, is the recipient of the 2022 Women Entrepreneur Award, and she continues to shape our community in beautiful and significant ways, and it is a great honor to introduce her to you all today, and I'd ask that you would stand and give her a warm house welcome.
The chair recognizes the lady from Cerro Gordo. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. It is also my distinct honor to introduce the entrepreneur, the Neil Smith Entrepreneur Award winner from my hometown, Mason City. He moved his business downtown and has contributed so much to our community, not only his business, but the community as a whole, having events, holding events, supporting people, supporting his employees during COVID. And when RagBrite comes through this summer, you may be stopping at Wayne's Ski and Cycle. So it is my distinct honor to introduce Matt Curtis.
Other announcements come before the body. The chair recognizes the lady from Clay, Representative Jones. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction and an announcement?
You're on order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, today we welcome Iowa's community college students, trustees, staff, faculty, and leaders for Community College Day on the Hill. All 15 colleges have displays in the rotunda, and legislators are encouraged to visit and learn about the great community college programs, especially those helping helping industry innovate and advance. Iowa's community colleges are vital to Iowa's economy and Iowa's workforce, and they support 1 in 23 jobs. Please join me in welcoming Iowa's community college students and staff, faculty, trustees, and others, and supporting Iowa Community College Day on the Hill. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Conforst.
Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I am pleased to welcome those folks in white coats up there. Students from, physical therapy students from Des Moines University are here today. And just a couple facts about them, because we're gonna raise the expectations of these folks a lot. 100% of them are gonna get jobs, which is great news. And then 400 of them will do, or they'll have internship opportunities at 400 different sites. They see 7,000 patients a year through the Des Moines University Physical Therapy Clinic, and 98% of them pass their licensure exam on the first time. I'm sure the other 2% aren't here today. So would you please, join me in welcoming physical therapy students from Des Moines University?
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury. For what purpose does he seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. As part of Community College Day on the Hill, I'd like to recognize our Western Iowa Tech Community Colleges students up in the North Gallery over here. We have Western Iowa Tech has campuses ranging from Cherokee to Denison. Our students today are from Charter Oak to Sheldon to Sioux City and in between. So it's a pleasure to introduce them. Also, excuse me, I get choked up on this next introduction. Also a special introduction, former state representative and former state senator Steve Warnstadt is with, works up on the WIC campus, and he's here with us today. So if we could welcome the whole group from Northwest Iowa today up in North Gallery.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott, Representative Moore. For what purpose does he seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
In my 40 plus years as an administrator with community colleges, I've worked with some wonderful people, one of which is with me today. I retired 7 years ago, but today I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Ellen Bluth. She's Vice Chancellor for Workforce and Economic Development at Eastern Iowa Community Colleges in Davenport. Please join me in giving Ellen a big house welcome.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wishittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourned until Friday, March 4th at 9:15 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Seeing no further business, you all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.